So Father, we do ask that you will bring more fruit of the Holy Spirit out in our lives, particularly help us to be kind. Amen. Well, please do sit down. Harvey had been a member of St. Wilfrid's Church for over 20 years. He was a well-respected member of the church and community, and life was good, and on the whole pretty easy for dear Harvey. But one morning, as Harvey reflected on his character, he realised he could still do better, and so he prayed to the Lord. It was a simple prayer, and it was a prayer that Harvey would at times regret he had made. But he knew it was the right thing to do. The thing is, Harvey asked God to make him more like Jesus. And God heard Harvey's prayer. God was more than happy to answer Harvey's prayer. God had been waiting for Harvey to pray this prayer for quite a while. Harvey thought he was a pretty good Christian. But God wanted him to go deeper, to grow in maturity. Unfortunately, for poor Harvey, the process of being made more holy would be uncomfortable. The Holy Spirit, in obedience to the Father's will, came in power upon Harvey's life to produce the fruit of the Spirit. And first on the list for Harvey was kindness. Now, some people imagine that when the Holy Spirit comes in power, there will be lots of physical manifestations. And sometimes that will happen, of course. It did not happen for Harvey. Actually, he was unaware of the Spirit beginning to produce the fruit of kindness in his life. But believe me, the fruit of the Spirit was beginning to come forth. The Spirit was at work. As I say, if Harvey had been aware, he would have been rather surprised, because he had always thought of himself as a rather kind chap, thank you very much. He was well respected at church, and he always put that down to a good education. For Harvey, kindness meant being polite, and Harvey was a very polite man. Everybody said so. The day after Harvey made this prayer to the Lord, he parked his car on the roadside just outside the butcher's, and he popped in for some burgers. He opened the car door, and then he got the shock of his life. Smash! A car drove into his open door, snapping it right off. The door ended 20 feet down the street. The car that had caused the damage reversed. Being a Volvo, there was little damage on that car. A head popped out of the window. No apology. Instead, abuse came pouring forth, and the general sense was, "You stupid man, you should look before opening your car door." You can use your imagination to what he actually said. The Volvo then sped off, leaving poor Harvey fuming with anger. It was not his fault at all. And now his lovely car was damaged. He had been verbally abused, and he had forgotten to take down the Volvo's number plate. That night, at home group, having had to receive a lift, the passage was Luke chapter 6, verse 27 to 36. It's on page 1034 if you want to follow it. Well, Harvey turned up still in shock and anger after what had happened earlier in the day. In verse 27, Jesus says, "I tell you who hear me, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who ill-treat you." Poor Harvey. He was aware of this passage. He'd never really liked it that much, to tell you the truth. But up until now, it'd been okay, because he'd never had to put it into practice before. Oh, come on, Lord, he thought. Surely you cannot be serious. Are you telling me that I am supposed to show kindness to this idiot who smashed my car door to pieces and then swore at me? And Harvey felt the Lord say to him, yes. Yes, that is exactly what I want you to do. So that night, the home group helped Harvey to pray for the person who had been so rude and had ruined his car. Harvey even prayed, asking God to forgive the man. And as a result, Harvey left the home group that evening with a sense of peace in his heart. And even though it was raining, he felt content. Great, he thought, that's that. I may have lost out financially, I may be getting wet, but at least I've become just a little bit more like Jesus. I've managed to forgive that Wally in my heart. So Harvey left feeling a little spiritually smug as he walked home in the rain, his car being no longer roadworthy. But you see, Harvey was now being led by the Spirit, and he felt he had to take a shortcut. He passed a familiar-looking man standing by a phone box. Oi, mate, you got 50 pence for the phone? I've lost my mobile. Or if you have a mobile, call me a taxi, would you? Here, that's a nice raincoat you're wearing. Do you mind if I have it? The person who was speaking had obviously had a couple of pints down the pub. It was, of course, the man from the Volvo. Harvey could feel hatred flowing through his veins. A desire to wallop him and make a run for it fought a battle with the words of Jesus. Bless those who curse you. If someone takes your cloak, do not stop him from taking your tunic. Give to everyone who asks you. And if anyone takes what belongs to you, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. Is this what it means to show kindness, Lord? Is this what it means to be more like you? Well, what do you think? Imagine that you're Harvey. What would you do? Is Jesus in this passage being serious? It's easy to make out that Jesus is using exaggeration in these verses to make a point. It's easy to say, well, the world couldn't function like this. Well, the wicked would get away with everything. But Jesus is not talking about world justice here. He says, leave that to me. Jesus is simply challenging those who want to truly follow him, to truly keep in step with the Spirit, to show kindness. Now, of course, Christians must never allow themselves to simply become doormats. That doesn't help anyone. But we are called to walk the way of the cross, and that can be a real challenge. So be honest. What would you do if you were Harvey? What should you do? What would Jesus do? In verses 32 and 33, Jesus says this. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who are good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do that. The point is, it's actually quite easy, isn't it, to show kindness to our friends. It's easy to be kind to those people who are nice to us. And Jesus here is saying, look, everybody in the world does that. Even people in the worst mafia family will often show kindness and loyalty and love to those within the family circle, no matter how evil they may be to outsiders. But Jesus calls his followers to be radically different. No longer is it just love your neighbour, it's now love your enemy. Have you got an enemy? Do you find it difficult to forgive and show kindness to a particular person? I think I've shared this story before, but many years ago, back in the 80s, I was camping with a whole group of people, and I walked over to my girlfriend's tent and I called her name, and a reply came back that I wasn't expecting. "It's okay, we weren't doing anything." "I'm sorry?" Two heads popped out of the tent. "We weren't doing anything, I'm just lending him a needle and thread." Well, I found out later that the chap inside the tent had actually wanted a needle and thread, but once he was inside the tent, he had tried to kiss and seduce the girl I was going out with at the time. A few months later, my brother came back saying he had invited this chap to stay at our house for a couple of days before we set out on another camping trip. I was furious. I had to show kindness to my enemy. We managed for a couple of days. While we were actually out on the camping trip, we did need to be separated after I went for him. Now, I wasn't a Christian at the time, but even if I had been, would I have acted differently? It takes a significant work of the Spirit to show kindness to your enemy. It's one thing if your enemy shows repentance and asks for forgiveness, that makes it easier. Quite another thing if they don't. But Jesus says in verse 35 and 36, "But love your enemies, do good to them, and lend them without expecting to get anything back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be sons and daughters of the Most High, because he is kind to the ungrateful and wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful." God the Father is merciful to us, even after all we have done to him. Let's be honest, we have rejected him, we've often abused his name, and he still shows us kindness. He loves us so much, he sent Jesus to die in our place on the cross for our sins. To die for your enemy is one amazing act of kindness. But that's what Romans 5 said, our first Bible passage, verses 8 and 10. "God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. For if when we were God's enemies, we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his Son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life?" We were sinners and God's enemies. But in his great mercy, God sent his only Son to die for us so we could become his friends. So be careful what you pray about. As Harvey found out, God might just answer that prayer. Well, as Harvey looked at this man outside the phone box getting wet, he called a taxi for the man. And then, to the man's amazement, he took off his coat and gave it to him. "May God bless you," he said. The man looked at Harvey closely. "Here, aren't you the man whose car door I smashed into earlier?" "Yes. Have a good evening and get home safely. May you know the love of Jesus. And if you ever want to pop into St. Wilfrid's Church, you can be sure of a good welcome." The man looked amazed. He was speechless for a few moments, and Harvey got excited, wondering if God was about to do a miracle in this man's life. Was this to be Harvey's first conversion for the Lord? And the man said, "Could you also lend us a tenner for a pizza? I'm starving." Harvey remembered the words of Jesus, "Give to everyone who asks you. And if anyone takes what belongs to you, do not demand it back." Harvey painfully gave over the money and walked on, a bit dejected. But then he felt as if Jesus was smiling at him, saying, "I never said it was going to be easy. I only said it would be worth it, my friend. The sons of the Most High are the ones who show kindness to the ungrateful and wicked. Acts of kindness need to be unconditional. If we only show kindness to those we like, or those who may return the favour, we're just being like any other human being. But when we show kindness to those who hate us, then we are producing the fruit of the Holy Spirit, and we are showing ourselves to be children of God, partakers of the divine nature. Shall we pray to the Lord together? So, Father God, make us more like Jesus. Help us to be kind people, to show kindness even to our enemies. Help us to be like you. We understand this will take a major work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. So we pray, come Holy Spirit. Amen.